Thanks, Ray. Thank you very much, Jack.
Merry Christmas from the Ray Darcy Show. Santa's coming.
Yay! Jack Byrne, H5 from Airfield. Good afternoon this Friday afternoon. And Joe Duffy is right. We have a jam-packed show for you this afternoon. We've not one, but two big Christmas thank yous to do today. We're all over the country, and it could be you. Yeah, you could be sitting at home, or sitting in a car, or sitting in work, and a phone call could be coming through to you between now and 4:30. Be careful out there. Be careful out there. I'm surrounded by celebrations and heroes and roses, because Elaine is probably the most qualified sweet geek in the country. She has had a casual interest in Quality Street, roses, heroes and celebrations since 2013. And she's been applying scientific rigour to the four since 2016. So much so that people offer up the details of their boxes of roses, celebrations, Quality Streets and heroes. And she's in to fill us in today. Because the science is important, but the politics of sweets is important as well. I'd say in every house around the country, and you can share it with us now, you know, there's particular favourites and people go at them first and then there's none of those left. And what do you do if you have a second box and all the favourites are gone? Do you go into the second box or do you finish the first box first? Big questions around that. And then I suppose in some families, it works out perfectly because everybody has a different favourite. So it works out according to plan. Anyway, if you have any sweet politics or sweet science, and if you're a fellow sweet geek, tell us about it today. 51551 ray@rte.ie. Jerry Fish is over in Studio 8. And I associate Jerry Fish with a lot of things, but Christmas is one of the things I associate Jerry Fish with because he has that perfect voice that suits Christmas. So he'll be singing us a Christmas song and something else. And I'm looking forward to that. And yes, are you dreaming of a white Christmas? I think we've managed to silence the Shazammers. And that was not our intention. Well, it was. So Silent Night, we did 15 versions of that and people got it overnight, Silent Night. Leslie got the prize the other day. So yesterday we launched White Christmas, which is the second most recorded Christmas song ever, over 120,000. I was just looking at the details. It was 81 years ago, last Christmas Eve, that White Christmas was first performed on the radio. 81 years ago. It's hard to believe, isn't it? Anyway, we've cobbled together 20 singers, 19 versions, because one of them is a duet. And nobody got any number of them right overnight. So we're going to play it for you. This is probably your weekend homework, if you like. We'll play it for you now. We'll play it for you again later on. Maybe give you a couple of clues and tell you what's in the prize hamper. But here it is. 20 singers, 19 versions. I'm dreaming of a...
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas.
Just like the
honey, it's where the treetops,
they glisten, and children, they listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow.
Are you dreaming of a white Christmas?
Days be merry
and bright, and may all
your Christmases be bright, and may all your Christmases.
There you go, that's our white Christmas conundrum. 20 singers in 1 minute and 15 seconds. And you can only enter via email, ray@rte.ie, or old school, by postcard or Christmas card, if you like, to the Ray Darcy Show, RT Radio 1, Donnybrook, Dublin 4. I should give you an air code, but I remember we went looking for an air code before and we don't have one. When we do, we'll see what happens there. Anyway, we do have an email address, and Nora was on to the email address last night. She said, would you think of putting all the Christmas thank yous in one podcast? I'd listen to them all over again. All worthy winners. Happy Christmas to you all, Nora. We're going to do that for you. We've two more to do today. So that'll be in total 5 and 1 and 1, 7. We'll have 7 in total. Well, I hope I'm not hexing it, that the two that we have planned for today work out, but there should be 7. And we'll put those, well, when I say we, Emily will put those together in a podcast and it'll be available to listen to over the weekend. I was just thinking, because we got a lot of emails and obviously we didn't get to everybody. And wouldn't it be a nice idea, now that you know we didn't contact you, maybe to send that email on to the person you were writing in to us about. Wouldn't that be a nice thing to do? So just redirect it. You could print it off, put it in a Christmas card, whatever you want to do, maybe handwrite it. But if it was good enough to send in to us, it's definitely good enough to give to the person who you'd nominated. So there's an idea for you. Do you know what's it, Jerry? You're like a child with a new toy with that jingle stick. Yeah, I brought it with me today, Jerry. There's my little jingle stick. Well, it's an ample jingle stick, actually. It's not that little. It's ample enough. And Pat from Hollywood's been on. Could you please give a shout out to the volunteers of Seal Rescue Ireland, Core Town, County Wexford? They look after the abandoned baby seals all year round in all weathers. My daughter, Tara Hollywood, is one of the volunteers. And she won't be home for Christmas because she is staying to look after her sons, i.e. the seals. That's what she calls the baby seals. Thanks. If you can do this, we're also proud of her and her comrades, Tara Hollywood and everybody down in the Core Town, County Wexford, Seal Rescue Ireland Centre. Happy Christmas to you all. And you're doing great work down there. Claire and Martina have been on to RadRTE.ie. It's beginning to smell a lot like Christmas. Oh, that'd be dangerous if I could sing. Anyway, that's the way the email starts. It's beginning to smell a lot like Christmas in my parents' home today. My mum and I made our family's Christmas cake last night, which is a proper Christmas tradition in our household. My mum has been making her family Christmas cakes for the past 45 years or so. And last night, as we were busy mixing the fruit mixture, we had a thought. How many people across Ireland engage in this baking tradition as well? Then we thought, no better place to find out if this is a thriving or dying baking tradition in Ireland than to ask the RadRTE show and their listeners. So here we are. We would love to hear from you and your fellow listeners. All the best and happy Christmas from Cork. That's Claire and Martina. It's something I've never done, Claire and Martina, is baked a Christmas cake. And after reading your email today, I'm thinking that I might do it over the weekend. See how we go. But anyway, forget about me. Claire and Martina want to know, is it thriving or is it dying? The baking of Christmas cakes all over Ireland. I would imagine a lot of people had them done already. Isn't that the way they do it? They do it early on. That's one of those things you can get out of the way in October, I think. Anyway, share your Christmas cake traditions with us now. 51551 or ray@rte.ie. Still on the Christmas food, I see Lochnan's Butchers, they have stores in Galway, have issued a turkey size guide. And every year it comes around and every year the same questions. Anyway, well done to Lochnan's because they've put it up, depending on how many people you have for Christmas dinner, what size turkey you will need. So 7 to 8 adults, 6 to 7 kilograms. 8 to 9 adults, 7 to 8 kilograms. And it goes up like that. 9 to 10 adults, 8 to 9 kilograms. And 10 to 11, 9 to 10 kilograms. So there it is. We'll put that up on our website there so you can have a look at that. And what else did we notice today? Yeah, Patrick Stewart, who we mentioned yesterday, because somebody remarked, or maybe the day before, we were talking about all the different versions of Scrooge that have made it on to the small and big screen. And Patrick Stewart got an honorary mention. Well, he has taken to TikTok for the first time. He's opened a TikTok account. He's 82. And his first post, or his first video, is him sitting by the fire and reading the opening few pages of A Christmas Carol. Patrick Stewart.
Marley was dead, to begin with. There is no doubt whatever about that. The register of his burial was signed by the clergyman, the clerk, the undertaker, the chief mourner, Ebenezer Scrooge, signed it. Old Marley was dead as a doornail. Scrooge knew he was dead.
See, when you love to bring a good microphone over to him, you know, give him a Christmas present. Patrick, there's a good microphone for you because you have a brilliant voice, you're a brilliant actor, but we're hearing more of the fire. And then it got me thinking of actors with brilliant voices, and that's a huge part of the actor's arsenal, isn't it? The voice. And I thought of Anthony Hopkins, and then I thought of The Grinch because he does the narration for The Grinch. And I found this lovely clip from The Grinch with Jim Carrey on Spotify. It's there, and it's at the end of the movie when the Grinch thinks that he has ruined Christmas for all in Whoville, and he's back up on Mount Crumpin and he's looking down thinking, that's it, I've done it, I've spoiled Christmas for them all in Whoville. And then something happens, and he hears a sound, and it's, they're not crying, and they're not boo-hooing.
And the Grinch, with his Grinch feet ice cold in the snow, stood puzzling and puzzling.
How could it be so? It came without ribbons. It came without tags. It came without packages, boxes, or bags.
And he puzzled and puzzled till his puzzler was sore. Then the Grinch thought of something he hadn't before.
Maybe Christmas,
he thought,
doesn't come from a store. Maybe Christmas, perhaps, means a little bit more.
What a brilliant movie, Grinch. Jim Carrey. That's the one, not the animated one from a few years ago. And while we're talking about movies, we watched Pinocchio in our house last night. Guillermo del Toro. And it is brilliant. It's on Netflix. Amazing. And there's a half an hour documentary as well about the making of the movie, which I recommend you watch after you watch the movie. It's stop frame animation, and they've built all the characters and all the sets. And it's just, every frame is a work of art. It's just a beautiful thing. And you could watch it with the sound down and just marvel at how brilliant it is. And how much work and effort and the attention to detail is just out of this world. It took them over 2.5 years to make, and he's been thinking about making the movie for the last 15 years or so. And he's got the best people in the business to do it for him. And Ewan McGregor is one of the voices, and Tilda Swinton and Kate Blanchett, or I always get the two Kates. I think it's Kate Blanchett. They're all there, and it's brilliant. And it's very sad, but brilliantly done, Pinocchio, and it's available to watch on Netflix now. Lovely letter from Aidan Hampson into The Independent today. Today I brought my youngest grandchild, age 3, to the local library, where we got his own library card. We spent a glorious hour browsing illustrated children's books. It brought back memories of my own childhood in the 60s, when hardback books were expensive and there were very few cheap paperbacks. I spent hours in the North Strand Library going through every Famous Five hardback book. They brought me to a magical world and, more importantly, instilled a lifelong love of reading. Better to read to a child than stick them in front of a mobile phone, says Aidan Hampson, RTÉ in Dublin. That's lovely. Now, 5 on 5 on RTÉ.ie. My mum's sister makes it every year and sends a section to the 5 other siblings. This is the Christmas cake. And I still make Christmas puddings and cake from my late mum's recipes, usually at the end of November or early December, when one of my adult children are around to give the mixture a stir and remember Granny. Oh, that wasn't that it? That's right. I remember doing that. Stirring it. Did you make a wish or what did you do? Have a joyful Christmas. That's Therese. And my mother always made a Christmas cake, so I took over the tradition when she died. Though mine is not as rich a recipe as hers, but it is a dying tradition, I think. In my workplace, only a few make Christmas cakes, says Anna Leash. I made Christmas cake and pudding about 5 weeks ago. Getting the cake ready now for its almond icing. And then I'll ice the whole cake over the weekend, says Marion. And I had to make a loaf tin Christmas cake for my youngest daughter to take back to her student accommodation to share. Have another 4 just made. We still make these size cakes, nicely decorated with marzipan and icing for family and friends. So it's still going. Probably not as big a tradition as it was, but keep your Christmas cake news coming in. 5 on 5 on RTÉ.ie. I'll tell you about our quiz in a moment. But first, will we go to the Dlins? Yes, the Dlins of Mullingar. Hello.
Happy Christmas yes. The Radar Show. We're the Dlins twins from Mullingar.
Good afternoon and happy Christmas.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock.
Bobby Helms and Jingle Bell Rock. I make 2 Christmas puddings every year, says Emma in Stepaside. Took on the tradition from my nanny and I make them in the traditional boiled way. Oh, yeah, I remember we used to boil them at home. When I say we, granny, mammy. The smell is amazing, and the tradition in our house is that everyone gives them a stir and makes a wish. Aha. It makes me well up every time. I know I'm sappy, but I just love it, says Emma in Stepaside. And I'm 71, says Mary in Glasnevin, and have made at least 2 Christmas cakes every single year since I was 18. Do the maths on that, lads. 18, 21, that's 53 years, too. You've made over 100 Christmas cakes, Mary, in your lifetime. Together with about 3 Christmas puddings. Wow, now you know that's over 100, about 150, and copious amounts of homemade mince pies, just like my mother before me and my grandmother before her. By the way, Christmas cakes and puddings should be made at least 3 months in advance to allow the flavours to mature in that luscious whiskey, brandy or Guinness for the puddings. Happy Christmas. That's Mary from Glasnevin. Thanks, Mary. Happy Christmas to you. Kathleen here from Court McSherry, West Cork. With my Christmas cake, I soak the fruit in rum in the month of August. Wow. Then I bake on Halloween and then drizzle every other week with rum. It's delicious. We'll ice and decorate next week. That reminds me of what Joe played there, the Gay Byrne recipe. 8 Christmas cakes made since August, says Antoinette in Mayo. Our tradition is that 3 cakes are always transported over to the in-laws in London, even during lockdown. The others are decorated by my daughter Ellie and given as presents to friends and family here. Our cake is cut in 2. Himself likes it without icing, so he started on that one already. I like it with icing, says. See, they're lovely traditions. They're lovely Christmas cake traditions. Now, we have a little tradition on the show. It's called the Reel in the Ears Quiz. Yes. We're looking for 2 of you. 2 of you. This could be the last day of the Reel in the Ears Quiz. It could be. Yeah, there you go. Well, we'll see what happens. Anyway, we're looking for 2 people to come on and answer 3 questions each on bits of songs, news reports, TV shows and movies. And this week, a great prize. It's a family night out and overnight in Clontarf Castle with dinner at the Fahrenheit restaurant and breakfast the next morning. Discover the wonder of Clontarf Castle, a unique 12th century castle hotel offering a perfect blend of Irish history and tradition with all the luxuries of the 21st century. It's perfectly located in leafy Clontarf, moments from the seaside village that overlooks Dublin Bay and just 10 minutes from Dublin city centre. Give the gift of magical memories this Christmas with a Clontarf Castle gift card or choose from email vouchers for those last minute presents. ClontarfCastle.ie. ClontarfCastle.ie. Okay, here's your qualifying question on this Friday afternoon. Which band, fronted by Mick Jagger, has announced an immersive virtual concert, whatever that is, for February? So which band, fronted by Mick Jagger, has announced an immersive virtual concert for February? 0818 715 925. 0818 715 925. And we could be talking to you after 4 o'clock.
The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1. Email ray@rte.ie. The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Yeah, 51551. Mary Sheridan. I have my cake baked and iced and nearly have to put it under lock and key from my husband. We're 53 years married and it's a must for me to do. Happy Christmas. Is that the bacon or the locking it up, Mary? I'm making the almond icing for the Christmas cake at the moment. I have been making a Christmas cake for over 40 years. Wow, that's a lot of effort for one cake. Grew up seeing a few cakes made every year. Is marzipan and almond icing one of the same thing? Will somebody let me know that? Monica's in Merino. That's a nice ring to it. I still make my Christmas cake. It's my mam's recipe. She's 96. It's shared between the family. My daughter also uses this recipe for a cake. I'm listening to you while I'm parceling my 5 puddings for cooking, says Monica. How are you, Monica? Happy Christmas. My mum and dad make a Christmas cake every year after over 40 years together. This year, my nephew Andrew helped make the cake and I'll do the almond icing as usual, says Auntie Orla. And finally, for the moment, good afternoon. I make Christmas cakes every year. 3 made this year, including 1 gluten-free. Actually icing and decorating today. Happy Christmas, says that unnamed texter. Okay, it's time for our second last big Christmas thank you. It's been quite a week so far. Yesterday, Sharon and Suzanne had us all in floods of tears. Suzanne wanted to thank Sharon for being there for her after her husband, Padraig, died in May. And Niamh has been talking to both Sharon and Suzanne since, and she cried again and again and again, at least 3 times since yesterday. On Wednesday, we bamboozled Betsy after Frank sent us a lovely email about their friendship. Then on Tuesday, there was a lovely moment when Marie expressed her love for her daughter Yvonne. That was nice. And on Monday, Lorna called in from France to say thank you to her friend Mairead. And last Friday, which seems like a lifetime ago, Wayne surprised his wife Fran when we did the show from Dublin Castle to say thank you for all the effort she had put in over the years through IVF. And now they've three healthy boys, which is great. Okay, so now you know how it works now. There's someone at home who's waiting for a phone call. But what they don't know is that the phone call will be coming from us and they'll be live on the radio and that there is a person who's on the line now. Hello.
Hello.
Yes. and you have nominated somebody for the big Christmas thank you.
I have indeed,
yes. And it is very possible that this particular person is listening to the radio now, maybe.
Possible.
Because yeah. You have made sure
that...
Sorry
not to say too much.
Yes. You've made sure that this person is by the phone. For what reason? You don't want to say.
Yes,
you don't want to say. Don't. Yeah. Just in case. Yeah.
They love it.
Recognize your voice. Okay. Well, let's make the call then. Just in case he figures things out and we ruin the surprise. Here we go. I can't hear it in here now. I can't hear the phone. Okay. It's not connecting yet. Oh, there you go. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Hello.
Hello, Paul.
It's Paul speaking. Yeah. How are you?
How are you? Are you expecting a call?
No. I am, yeah.
Yeah, are you? Yeah. have you rumbled us here, Paul? there's somebody on the other line who wants to say hello to you. See if you recognise this voice.
Hi, Dad.
Hello. I was just to read that. I was talking about the delivery. And the effectors is the very... only that it was true to another person there. I said, Jesus, that the record is today for tomorrow. What the hell is that? You're a pair of I am not taking that parcel for you now. You can take it.
You'll do nothing for me again
now. Paul, just a word to you. There is no parcel. There is no parcel. It was all a bit of a ruse to get you by the phone and make sure picked up the phone. Mm-hmm. That's the reason that Aileen said, "Would you take that call?" And the call was always going to be from us here. So, hello, Paul. You're live on the radio. You're live on the radio.
Yes, you are.
And the reason you're live on the radio, Paul, is because your daughter Aileen. Has nominated you for a big Christmas thank you. Every year we do this and we ask people, our listeners... Red Darcy.
Yes.
And you're on RT Radio 1. So there you go. So we ask people to nominate somebody in their lives who they feel deserves a big public Christmas thank you. Somebody who has been there for them, and Aileen has nominated you. And she's written us a lovely email about you, Paul.
I still don't know whether to believe you or not.
You
sound remarkably like Ellie's husband.
I tell you what. I'll prove to you that I am who I am, right?
Okay.
Here we go.
Happy Christmas from the Radar Show.
So there you go.
And you know what, Ray? They are actually, I know those kids, I know those children, their mother worked with my wife. Jean worked with Kathy, my wife. So they're three lovely lads.
Are they? The Glynn twins. Oh, there you go. So Ireland is tiny, Paul. And I am Ray Darcy. And that is Aileen. And I'm not her husband. Okay, so we've established all of that, which is great. Are you sitting down or where are you?
I'm actually pacing around here nervously.
Sit down there for a minute, because I want you to...
Take a breath.
I'm seated.
Okay, I want to read you the email that Aileen sent in to us. And then we'll have a bit of a chat after that, so you can get your breath and get your bearings now. Okay, dear Ray and team, I'm looking out the window at my dad. He's parked outside in the freezing cold at 6 o'clock in the morning, waiting to drive my husband, his son-in-law, to the train station. And I just thought,
go on.
Right. Is he going to interrupt me now for the whole thing?
I know.
And I just thought I need to send an email to you, as this is just the tip of the iceberg of all he does for me and our family. Where to begin to explain how good he is and how much we appreciate him? He does so much, from driving his son-in-law to the train, doing the gardening for us, feeding cats and dogs, collecting and minding his three grandkids, alongside my mother, not to be forgotten either. He's always ready to help. As my mother says, Paul doesn't mind. This is a regular catchphrase in our family, and it's true. We are so lucky and frankly spoiled by my dad. As much as I know he'd hate any public acknowledgement, he deserves to hear it, as we want him to know how grateful we are and how much we love him. Embarrassing story, Ray. How many people have someone they could call at 6 o'clock in the morning to drive over to get rid of a big spider from their house? And who do it without complaining? My dad is the answer. Although my dad is now past retirement age, my son said to me the other day, Granddad is just like a kid. The only time he seems grown up is when he's doing the washing up. Stay young and fun, Granddad. Big massive thank you, Dad, Granddad, your daughter Aileen and everybody else. There you go. So that's you, Paul.
I can't believe it.
I doubt that you're regularly lost for words, Paul.
No.
No, yeah. No. Well, that's... So you're genuinely surprised, which is great.
I'm genuinely surprised. Yeah, well, I'm absolutely thrilled.
And what do you want to say to your daughter, Aileen?
Well, she's all...
After killing me.
Yeah, after killing me. I'm never doing anything else for you. No.
No.
Look, it works both ways, I can assure you, because the amount of joy that they have given to us over the years, you know, it's incredible. It's a small thing that I do, and you know, it gives me great joy to do it. And since I retired, you know, I have plenty to do. So the kids are great. The three of them are brilliant. They give us a new lease of life, you know.
Yeah. You've been invigorated by the grandchildren.
Oh, absolutely. I'm knackered at times. No, it's well worth it, because we recharge the batteries when they're gone and then you're ready to go again. It's great. They're great. They're absolutely great. And the more we can do for them, the better, you know.
And whereabouts in the country are you, Paul?
We're in Mullingar, and we're about a mile and a half from town. Probably too near for being called on to help when I think about it now.
Oh, you see, there you go. But you wouldn't have it any other way. What did you do when you were working?
Actually, I've been a primary school teacher for 40 years. Nice. Oh, sorry, more. I enjoyed it, but... still dealing with kids, as you can hear.
Still dealing with kids. And yourself and Kathleen are married 40 years.
50.
50?
50.
50. 50 years.
She got that wrong.
Yeah. There you go.
I'm making you look younger.
Yeah. We were 50 years married last 15th of July last year. So.
Right.
Yeah,
okay.
We're still annoying one another, but we're still together.
Great.
I know, that's good. We're good health, and that's the main thing. I'm still calling you one, because you still sound remarkably like one. But anyway, go on.
I am who I say I am. And now, just to prove it, and this isn't a prank, Paul, thanks to SuperValue, we're helping to share the magic of Christmas with us. And we were chatting to Aileen, and she said that you love to travel, but you haven't been able to do for a while. So we'd like to help you get back into the travelling sort of mode. We're giving you an Aer Lingus voucher to the value of €2,000.
Aileen, I can't believe it.
You better check the pulse as well there while you're at it. You're okay. You're okay, Paul, are you? Yeah, you're fine.
I'm okay. I am. I'm absolutely overwhelmed by it all.
Great.
It's too good. And I've been listening to this slot in your program every day. There's some lovely stories, honest to God. I don't deserve it when I hear some of the others.
I knew you'd say that. And you absolutely do, Dad. You go above and beyond for us, and we're so lucky. is so thoughtful and kind to us, and we're just, this is, you know, we can't be sappy and say thank you at Christmas, when can you, you know? So
that's what granddads are for.
Yeah.
I know you were always special, yourself and Fiona and Brian. Fair Jews. I accept
you. We're very lucky.
I accept it graciously and keep annoying me and I keep responding.
We can't top that. Listen, Paul, you sound like a lovely man, a wonderful man, and it's great to get to talk to you today.
Thank you, and
sorry if we had to tell a few little miniature white lies there, but that's what we had to do for the surprise.
I know, I was housebound all day here. Delivery for
yes,
day.
There you go, there you go.
But you know, I'm very happy to take this delivery.
All right, great, there you go. Well, listen, happy Christmas to you both. Aileen, you get a voucher for Super Value to the tune of €100, so there you go.
I hope
all the family have a wonderful Christmas. Happy Christmas to you all. Happy Christmas.
Thank you so much, Ray.
Happy Christmas to you, Ray. Thank you very, very much.
Thanks, Paul.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Thanks, Aileen. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. John Spillane, live there, All the Ways You Wonder. That's beautiful. And Paul and Aileen, beautiful relationship there as well. So we've one more to do before the end of the show. One more big Christmas thank you. But right now we have to take a quick break.
The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1. Text 51551. The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
It could be argued that one of the most important surveys of the year has been undertaken by my next guest. Elaine Horan has been carrying out the Irish Sweet Survey for all of us. She's been carefully watching and examining all of the tubs of Roses, Quality Street, Cadbury's Heroes and Celebrations, and following what pattern of chocolates are filling the tubs this year. Hello, Elaine.
Hi, Ray. How are you?
What do you like to be referred to as? A sweet nerd, sweet geeks, sweet person, sweet spot.
A sweet counter in my spare time.
A sweet counter, yeah, your sweet counter. Yeah. What a job.
I know.
You're self-appointed.
Yeah, if only I got paid.
Yeah. How did the hobby begin?
I think it was in 2013 I counted my first tin or tub. And from then on, I obviously noticed some discrepancies. So I thought it was an area for research. So I've about 7 years worth of research from 2016 till now, 2022, of in-depth research of all the tins and tubs.
Right. And you come from a scientific background.
Yeah.
So it changes from year to year. And we've had a number of confectionery controversies over the years. Mm. Some of them make the papers, don't they?
Yeah.
People are very well informed, and they get very exercised by the changes over the years.
Yeah.
What happened this year, for example? Did anything major happen this year?
I suppose, well, in the UK, they were getting rid of the bounty out of some of the tins, and that hasn't happened here.
Right.
And from the surveys I've done, bounty is quite popular in Ireland, so hopefully that stays in the tins here.
Okay.
There's no sign of it going yet anyway.
Now we have four laid out in front of us here. It's a beautiful vista to behold here. So we have, take us from the right to left. They're the what?
So you've your Quality Street.
Okay.
Or Inequality Street sometimes. Some may say. You've your Miniature Heroes or Miniature Disappointments. You have your Roses. Don't know what to say about them. Sometimes roses are weeds.
Yeah.
And then you have your celebrations or commiserations, but generally celebrations are quite good.
And these are the four most popular sweet selections in Ireland.
Yeah.
Who would be top normally, or does it vary year to year?
Well, from doing some research myself, the people's favourite is generally celebrations, and they actually come out on top with the number of sweets and the less decrease per year of sweet, year on year.
Now, how can the number of sweets decrease when the weight is always the same?
Well, the weight is the same this year.
Right.
Now, that was like a new area for research for me from last year. So I haven't been keeping a track of the weight since, we'll say, 2016. But we'll say this year, all the tins have 600, except for celebrations, which have 650. So that's an 8.5% increase in chocolate.
So sometimes the weight may be the same, but the number of sweets might be different.
Definitely, yeah.
How does that happen?
Well, I presume that the weights, that's another area for research, of the roses and maybe the miniature heroes are larger than a celebration suite.
I see,
because
yes.
There's a lot more celebrations per tin. Yeah.
Just on a personal note, get away from the science for the moment, what's your favourite of all that's in front of you there?
Like one suite?
Yeah, one suite. I know it's difficult.
I'd say Maltesers out of celebrations.
Right, they'd be your favourite.
Yeah.
Okay. Why don't you just buy yourself a packet of Maltesers then?
To be honest, I'd eat any of them if they were left.
Right. Okay, the average price of...
So you what have, if you have your club card and all that, and you're going to one of the bigger retail stores, they're about €4. €4 per the plastic tub,
right.
We call it. Now, the tin, if you've seen them, they're €10 in the shops. They say 15 reduced to 10, something like that. Now, they are 2.5 times the price if you do your maths, but you are only getting, let's see, in Quality Street, you're only getting 45% more sweets. In Minter Heroes, you're only getting 50% extra, and Roses is 50% extra. So technically, you should be getting 250% extra.
Yes, you're paying for the tin.
Basically, I think so. Yeah.
To keep your knitting in or whatever else your collectibles in. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, there's a number of conspiracy theories about the divvy up between different... Say, for example, take us through... These are heroes here, is it?
Yeah,
heroes.
The distribution.
Yeah, the distribution. So there's Whispers and there's Cream Eggs and there's Twirls. Is that a Twirl? No, it's an Elite Fudge Twirl.
Dinky
Double Decker, Whisper and Dairy Milk. Yeah.
So generally, with over the years, the distribution has been the best in the Cadbury boxes and poor in celebrations. But actually, I found this year it has improved in all of the tins.
Right.
So we'll say, for example, in Minter Heroes, the people's favourite is the Crunchy. And that accounts for... 10.7% of the whole tub, and their least favourite is the fudge, which accounts for 12.3%.
So now, there's more of the least popular than the most popular.
That was in 2021,
okay.
Sorry. Now, 2022, the favourite crunchy accounts for 10.9% and the fudge accounts for 9.3%. So they've kind of maybe realised, maybe listened to my research, possibly.
Yes.
And they've... reduced the least favourite and increased the
now, more you have
ones.
A theory that they do their own research because they're big multinationals.
Mm.
They do their own research. They establish what's the most favourite. They put less of those in.
Yeah.
So you have to go to a second box.
Well, that's
your theory.
That is my theory. Yeah. I think that because there's always rows in houses over, you know, the Malteser's been finished, the Twirl and gone out of the Minter Heroes. And when those are gone, what are you going to do? Buy another tub?
Right.
Yeah.
Interesting theory.
Yeah,
interesting theory. Yes. Where is all this taking you, Elaine?
Where do I see my future?
Yes.
In sweet counting? I haven't really thought about it. I should have a 5-year plan, but I don't.
Yeah.
But at the minute, I'm just serving the people.
Yes,
the people
and you have an
Instagram.
You're on Instagram,
and people
offer up pictures of their sweets laid out in rows.
They do, and then that adds to the data, and
yes.
then I can analyse it. So we've only a very short period of time every year to do this, so we need everyone to send in their data, and I can analyse it then, and then give out all the details.
From your data and from your research over the last 5 years, and your interest over the last 8 years, what do you think is the best value, or does it depend on your taste in sweets?
Well, the best value, if you're looking at grams-wise and most sweets, is celebrations.
Yes.
You get 72. That's only a 12% decrease since 2016.
Right.
And it's 20.8% more sweets than you'll get in the Roses.
See, like where else would you get this information? Like these are top-class statistics here. Okay. So there has been shrinkflation across all tubs.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, I can. So decrease in the celebrations, 12% since 2016. The Quality Street have gone down 18.5%.
Right.
Minter Heroes, 11% since 2016. And then the last one, Roses, massive 21% since 2016.
Okay.
I know.
From your data, which is the least popular sweet of all four tubs?
So that, I was looking at that actually today.
Oh, of course you are.
Definitely, definitely fudge. Across all, so you have a fudge in everything except for celebrations. And it's the least favourite in the Quality Street, Minter Heroes and Roses. So it should be taken out.
Final thing, I've run over to Studio 8 because Jerry Fish is waiting to sing a song for
me.
But there's an anomaly there because if you look over there at the Quality Street, some of them are in foil wrappers and the same sweet has a wax version as well.
I know.
Are they going to go totally wax next year, do you think, for the environment?
I have no idea, but I will add it to the data.
Yeah, keep an eye on
I'll,
it.
Yeah, I'll report back next year.
Yeah, already I'm looking forward to our chat next year.
Yeah, Elaine Horne. Me too.
Yeah,
me too.
Irish sweet survey person, sweet geek, sweet nerd. Thanks so much. Happy Christmas.
No worries. Thanks for having me. Thanks,
thank
Ray.
You, thank you.
Yeah. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1. Tweet at Radio Ray RTE. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
To Studio 8 in the company of Jerry Fish. Afternoon, Jerry.
Good afternoon.
Good to see you.
And it's great to see you, Ray.
I was seeing that I was saying earlier on that you, for me, are synonymous with Christmas. It's something about your voice.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. Well, actually, during the lockdown, I had a beard like Santa.
Oh, so did you?
Very
synonymous to Christmas. Yeah. Now, we've loads of things to talk about, and we've two songs to sing. Well, you've two songs to sing. Tell us about Daniel Johnston. Who is he? Who was he, I should say?
Daniel Johnston is from Austin, Texas. He's kind of a cult American icon in my mind. Consider if Van Gogh was a singer and a songwriter, that would be Daniel Johnston. You know, he kind of was famous around the 90s, around the same time as an Emotional Fish, actually.
And he died in 2019?
He died in 2019. Kian and I had done a version of his song. I think you played it. True Love Will Find You in the End. His manager rang me and said, will you run the Hi, How Are You Day, which is a celebration of Daniel, his life and his music and all his songs, which we do. We do on January 22nd, which is Daniel's birthday. Great Christmas present if anyone's out there and needs to buy a ticket. We're doing in Whelan's. We've had C-Mat. We've had Glenn Hansard. We bring a lot of guests. May Kay has helped me do it. Key and we put a band together and it's a great night.
So he's sort of a songwriter, if you like.
He is. And it's also, you know, he suffered with mental health all his life. So it's how he expresses things. I guess, you know, that's why I think with Van Gogh, you know what I mean? He kind of saw something beautiful and honest that not everybody can express. It's extremely honest.
I've only been introduced to him through you, and there's a lovely simplicity and purity to his songs and his songwriting.
It's so innocent. It's something that we always try as songwriters to try and do. But there's some, you know, you feel, oh no, I can't say that. I can't say that. Where he just spat out, and also he believed he was amazing. Do you know? He believed he was a genius. Okay. And he absolutely was.
So it's January 22nd. Hi, How Are You Day 2023 is in Whelan's, and all proceeds to the Irish Youth Foundation. And you're going to sing one of Daniel's songs, The Sun Shines Down on Me. And as you mentioned already, Keane is on piano. You're on vocals. Jerry Fish,
I'm
when you're ready.
I'm releasing this as a single on January the 1st, 2023. I'm getting closer to the facts. I've turned my back on silly dreams. I'm walking down that lonely road, and my heavy load, I didn't bother to bring it. And the sun shines down on me. I feel like I deserve it, and the sun shines down.
That was lovely.
Thank you very much.
Jerry and Keane on piano, thank you. Stay with us because you're going to sing us out at the end of the programme for the moment. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Gramaha
Guif. Anish Toshi now, the Prescalton and Oakta, Le Colin McGilla Aspic. Good. Thank you very, very much. Thanks, Paul. Have a great weekend. 51551 Ray at RTE.ie. Gorgeous interpretation. Well done, Jerry, says that person. And no, fudge is my favourite. Please don't let anyone take them out, says Gráinne and Dunboyne. You could go around the country, Gráinne, collecting everybody else's castaways, all the fudges. And on the marzipan versus almond, Liz near Mullingar. It's all Mullingar today because Elaine was from Mullingar, Paul's from Mullingar, the Glintons from Mullingar, and now Liz is from Mullingar. She says, no, marzipan is not the same as almond icing. No comparison whatsoever. Thank you very much. And there's loads of Christmas cake texts that we can't get to right now. We may come back to it on Monday because we have to do our quiz now. Here we go. Yes.
Yeah, we've two quizzers standing by and we have a prize, and it's a night for a family in Clontarf Castle with dinner in the Fahrenheit restaurant and breakfast the next morning. Discover the wonder of Clontarf Castle, a unique 12th century castle hotel offering a perfect blend of Irish history and tradition with all the luxuries of the 21st century. ClontarfCastle.ie, and you can get vouchers, the sort of the physical ones and the email types as well. ClontarfCastle.ie, and thanks to them for helping us out this week, everybody out there in Clontarf Castle. Hello, Paul Johnson in Galway.
How are you, Ray?
You're not in Galway at the moment.
En route, Galway to Cavan.
Right, to perform.
I am. I'm actually pulled up in the middle, in a little town called Ballymoe here in Roscommon, just to take this call.
Ballymoe, right, Ballymoe.
Ballymoe.
And what sort of performance are you doing?
Everything, pub entertainment.
Oh yeah, right, okay. Is that a good bit to travel from Galway to Cavan?
Two and a half hours.
And is it? It's a pub gig, and who do you play with? Just on your own, or with a band?
On my own. Yeah. That's just the beginning of the festive many parties that will be there for the next 10 or so days. You know.
So do you sing and do, what do you do?
Sing and play. I play a few instruments as well. Sing. Yeah.
Right. Okay. And do you go under your own name, or do you have a sort of a stage
under
name?
Under my own name. Yeah.
Oh, Paul Johnson.
Yep,
right.
Under
Paul
my
Johnson,
own name.
Right.
Yep.
And is anybody travelling with you to the gig?
I'm on my own, by myself, and nobody with me.
Nobody. Yeah, who's at home?
My wife, Catherine. Well, she's actually in. She's in Headford at the moment with my son, O'Sheen.
Right.
And they're in this lovely cafe called The Home Place in Headford, and it's a friend of mine that runs it. Okay. And she's actually a niece of Dolores Cain.
All right, there you go.
So there you go.
And they're probably having a lovely cup of tea and maybe a mince pie. And O'Sheen, what age is O'Sheen?
11.
Right. So what's he in? Fifth class, sixth class, fifth class, sixth class?
Fifth class.
Right, yep. Okay. And does he play an instrument?
He's dabbling at guitar at the moment, yeah.
Right, okay. Favourite Christmas song?
I like that Mike Oldfield one, you know, the Jubilee, Dulce Jubilee.
Yeah, yes, yeah. Yeah. The instrumental, yeah. Can you hum it there for me? That's the one, yes. Elaine Maher, hello.
Hello, Ray.
How are you? What's your favourite Christmas song?
Oh, it has to be the Shane McGowan song.
Oh, yeah. It's hard to beat Fairy Tale New York, isn't it?
Yeah. Very good.
Very good indeed. Where are you?
I'm in Roscrea in County Tipperary.
Okay. And what are you up to?
Well, at the moment, I'm at home with my three daughters and my husband, and just going to do some grocery shopping in the afternoon. So
and is
nothing
too
exciting.
Is the place festooned? Is the Christmas tree up and the lights and all
it
that?
It is. Yes, it is. After today, we got it all completely finished today. So it's done now and dusted.
So it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Yes, exactly. Getting ready
it's
for Santa.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Everywhere you go.
Thanks, Bing. He tries to get in everywhere, that Bing Crosby guy, particularly at Christmas time. So you're off to do a big shop, and some of that stuff will be for Christmas, the non-perishables, I would imagine.
Of course. And a few presents as well to pick up. So nearly there.
You've three. You've Rachel, age 11, Aisling, age 10, and Grace, age 6.
Exactly, yeah.
So Martin is there among all the women. Blessed is he among...
He's living with four women.
Now, Elaine and Paul, you know the deal. Three questions each. If you go for a long clip with your question, you get a point. If you get it right. And if you go for a shorter clip, you get 2 points. More difficult, that's if you get it right. And whoever scores the most points is the winner. However, if it's drawn points, we go to a tiebreak question. Okay, good luck to you both. And is Bing gone? He is. Yes, Bing's gone. And here we go. The year is 1987, Paul. 1987.
Ooh.
And we're starting at the movies. So what do you want to do? Do you want to go long or do you want to go short?
I'll go for a long one of that.
Okay. Released in that year, this movie sees Frances spend the summer with her family in the mountains, where she falls in love with her free-spirited instructor. Have a listen, see what you think. Long clip.
It's not the mambo, it's a feeling, a heartbeat. You don't step on the one. You gotta start on the two. Find the two, you understand?
Four.
Now it's 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Have you got it?
Is it Dirty Dancing?
It is Dirty Dancing.
Ray.
Nobody puts Baby in the Corner.
That's the one.
And you get a point for that. Well done. Elaine, oops. Movies from 1987. Yes. What do you want to do?
Okay. I will go Long, I think, as
Long
well.
As well, okay. This 1987 movie sees Steve Martin play a Chicago advertising man as he struggles to travel home from New York for Thanksgiving. Have a listen, see if you can guess the name of the movie.
Nice personality combination, hostile and intolerant. That's borderline criminal. Well, who let you stay in the room? I even let you pay for it so you wouldn't feel like an intruder, which you most certainly are.
I'm an intruder.
Yes, you're an intruder. I was having a perfectly nice trip until you walked into my life.
Oh, well.
Oh, gosh. I don't know.
No.
Really,
do you
want
to take
know.
A guess? Struggles to travel home from New York for Thanksgiving. Do you want to guess? No. Yep. Nope. Nope. Yep.
No.
No.
I don't know.
Planes, Trains and Automobiles. Steve Martin and John Candy. Okay. Early
movie.
Days.
Okay.
Don't panic yet. Great movie, says Paul. He knew the answer to that one. Paul, back to you. Music. This should be your area of expertise. Do you want to go long or short?
Depends what year it's picked. We'll take a gamble. We'll take a short.
Short. Okay. A massive hit in 1987. Have a listen. You can give us the name of the singer or the name of the song.
We're no strangers to love.
Oh, God. It's funny, my son was singing this artist a couple of weeks ago because he loves it. Rick Astley.
Yes, Rick Astley. You've been, there wasn't a phenomenon a few years ago where people used to send
Stuck
that.
Stuck a waterman, yeah.
Never going to give you up, Rick Astley. 2 points for you. Right, Elaine. Now,
yep.
You sort of have to go short on this one, I think. You do, really.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay.
So this song made it into the top five in 1987. Have a listen, see if you can name the singer or the song. Short clip.
When the night falls, loneliness falls.
Whitney Houston?
Yes. I thought you were going to keep singing it there. I want to dance with somebody. Whitney Houston, you're on the scoreboard. 2 points. Well done. So,
great.
Paul's on three, you're on two. Now, Paul, let's see what the permutations are here. If you go long and get it right, Elaine can go short and get it right, and then it's a tiebreak situation. If you go short and get it right, Elaine can't catch you because you'll be on five and she can only possibly score four. So what's it going to be?
Okay. To go long.
You're going to go long? Controversial.
Yep.
Okay. In 1987, it's news and current affairs. Britain re-elected a new prime minister for their record-breaking third successive term. Have a listen to the clip and tell us who it is. Long clip.
I think one has to keep one thing absolutely clear. You can create quite a lot of extra jobs, but it doesn't always reduce the unemployment register by that much.
Who's that?
That was the one and only Margaret Thatcher.
It was Margaret Thatcher. You're on four. Now, Elaine, the door is open for you here, because if you go short and get it right, we're into a tie-break situation.
Okay.
Yeah, so what do you want to do?
I'll go short.
Yeah, well, that's probably news and current affairs. An Irish singer won the Eurovision for Ireland in 1987. Have a listen. And see if you can tell me who Terry Wogan is talking about. Short clip.
I rate his performances very well. I mean, what surprised me was after it happened for him in 1980 that he didn't become a huge international star.
Who's he talking about?
1987. Would it be Dana?
No.
No.
It's Johnny Logan.
It is Johnny Logan.
Oh, no.
No, I know. And he even said he there. Probably didn't hear the he part of it.
No, I didn't.
Listen, we're going to send you out a Ray D'Arcy Show Keep Cup, Elaine. Sorry about that. You were nearly there. I hope you have a brilliant weekend. Good luck with the shopping and happy Christmas. See you,
thanks,
Elaine.
Very much.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye.
Paul, you and the family are off to Clontarf Castle. That's good news, isn't it?
Margaret.
Yes.
Margaret.
And you can go to clontarfcastle.ie to see what's in store for you. Good luck at the gig. Happy Christmas to you. See you, Paul. Bye.
Thanks very much. Bye.
The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1. Email. ray@rte.ie. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Now, we're going to put up our 19 versions of White Christmas up as a podcast, so you can listen to it over the weekend. And if you think you know who the 20 singers are, you can email us over the weekend, ray@rte.ie. We have a night away in the Galmont Hotel. And we also have a selection of Lindt and Lindor chocolate, a lovely hamper of chocolate. So there are the two prizes. And we'll come back to that on Monday. But we have to do our final big Christmas thank you. This one's a little bit involved. There's a lot going on here. But we can say hello to the person who has nominated the person in their life who they think deserves a big Christmas thank you. And of course, we agree because they're on now. Hello.
Hi, Ray. How are you?
What a day for you. What a day.
Oh, my
what a day.
Yeah,
yeah.
A lot of
So
it's a lot of coordinating.
Yes, it's a big family day because there is a family wedding.
There's
a
wedding. My little sister got married at, 12:30 today. So okay. We're just after arriving down,
Okay, down, don't say
reception.
Too much. But
no.
we can be safe in the knowledge that the person you've nominated won't be listening to the radio.
No.
Yeah.
So I hope, yeah.
How did the wedding go before we go any further?
Great.
So far, yes.
No,
yeah.
It was lovely.
Yeah.
So far, so good. Yeah. Cold, but lovely.
Yeah, but dry. And I'd imagine blue skies.
Yeah, yeah,
lovely.
Great. The pictures.
The pictures would be great.
Yeah. That's what we keep telling ourselves. Yeah, the great pictures.
I believe they can Photoshop out goose pimples, goosebumps.
Yes. We have a few of them.
Okay. Now, as I said, this is a bit involved because it is a family wedding and the person you have nominated is a member of the family.
Yes.
So we've co-opted the cooperation of the wedding coordinator. And so this person has the person you've nominated, we think, in their eye line. What's the person wearing?
They're wearing a pink purple, I think it's a magenta with fur and a pink fascinator, whatever, magenta fascinator as well.
Okay.
So definitely eye-catching in the crowd today.
Right. And they've just arrived at the venue for the reception.
Brilliant.
They've just arrived.
Great.
Just arrived. And
great.
Where are you? Are you at there?
I'm at the side of a beach waiting to get more goose pimples.
Okay. Well, let's call this person who is the wedding coordinator and see how we go from there. Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, there we are. There we go. A lot of conniving and scheming going on here now.
Hello.
Hello, Anne.
Hi, Ray. How are you?
How are you? Yes. And so you're the wedding coordinator.
I am.
I can say it now, we have Maureen on the other line. You
Brilliant.
Are doing us a big favour and you're going to nab Maureen's mum. You have eyes on her, do you? You have eyes on her.
I have eyes on Catherine here now.
Yeah, eyes on Catherine.
2 seconds there now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll go up here for you.
Okay.
Shall I take it? Shall I go up here and take it?
Hello, Catherine.
I think it is, yeah. Do you want to go up here and take it? Yeah. Sorry. No, not at all. Take your time.
She's busy, obviously.
Do you want to take it there now, I think, right? Hello.
Hello, Catherine. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. will you say hello to the person on the other line for me?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Is this Fiona Curra? No.
Hi, Mum.
God, yeah. Hello?
That's Maureen there.
Hi, Mum. This is Maureen.
Oh, Mar.
Yeah. You're Catherine and I'm Ray Darcy. And you're on RTÉ Radio 1.
Oh, my good God. Okay.
As if you hadn't got enough on your plate as the mother of the bride, Maureen has nominated you for a big Christmas thank you. So if you can get to someplace quiet, we won't take too much of your time.
I'm in a quiet spot now. So
are you? Great. And you're in the Fern Hill Hotel outside Clonakilty.
That's right, yeah.
And who got married today?
My second girl, Denise.
Yes.
Yeah.
Our
family of two, so two girls, yeah.
So Maureen and Denise, right.
Maureen and Denise.
And who did Denise marry?
Wayne Pratt.
Right. And how did both of them look?
Oh, fabulous.
Yeah.
Yeah. Of course, I'd have to say that anyway. Yeah. They did. Very calm, thank God.
Good. Unlike you now. Because
and not too emotional either.
Right, right. You're live on the radio. You know that now, Catherine, because I know this is a bit of a... Because usually we get people in their kitchens.
You're in for it. I'll talk to her later.
Yes, you will. She won't be able to avoid you.
No.
So I'm going to read you out the email that Maureen sent to us about you. Tell us why you deserve a big public Christmas thank you. So, hi Ray, I'm writing this to you in the late hours as my baby sister is getting married on Friday. And you know, it takes us ladies a lot of prep in the days leading up to a big day to look as good as we do. With roots sorted, exfoliating complete and tomorrow's list of jobs written, I said I better sit down and write this. I don't usually do PDAs, public displays of affection like this. But if COVID taught me anything, it was to seize the moment. So here it goes.
Oh,
the person I would like to thank is my mother, Catherine. Now, my mother is known for her delicious scones. She is always baking them and delivering a bag of fresh scones to different neighbours around. She is called on for her baking for any family get-together, including the wedding today. I've never told her this, but and listen up now, Catherine. I've never told her this, but I am so proud of when she went back to night college in 2000 to become an SNA, as well as keeping the normal day-to-day running of the house going. I know she used to start studying once we went to bed, which was no easy feat. Mum worked in 3 Cork schools up until her retirement in 2015 and is still in contact with the children she was assigned to. Mum was involved in many things, including taking Chernobyl kids for a month each summer, meals on wheels, community alert groups and more. My mother is a typical Irish mammy, putting everyone else before herself always. If you asked her for the coat off her back, she wouldn't think twice before giving it to you. If you need her, she'll drop everything to help. Becoming a mammy myself in 2017, I realise how much of a support she is to me, cooking dinners, playing with her 2 favourite small people, reading with them, helping with minding and above all, always being at the end of the phone for advice or a chat. If you could say thank you to my mum, I would really appreciate it. She deserves to be spoiled, as she is always the one doing the spoiling. And then it just says there, if you're ringing her this Friday...
Is that really me, I wonder?
No, that is you. That is you, Catherine. That is you.
Oh, dear. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, well...
Thanks, Mom. I'll deal with you later.
I'm not coming back to the hotel.
So you are a typical Irish mammy then, Catherine. Yeah.
I suppose we're the old-fashioned ones, as they say.
Yeah. How do you
I
feel
didn't
about
work
that?
When they were small, so it was great. Yeah.
Yeah.
It took time out. It was lovely. Yeah. I'm sure. Look. What'll I say? I'm so embarrassed. But anyway.
Right. But that's
thank
it.
You for that.
That's it exactly. Like my mum apologises if I ring her, you know, or she rings me and she goes, oh, sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, it's only me, it's only me. And isn't that it? I bet you use that phrase a lot as well, it's only me. Now that we have you, Maureen, live on national radio, what do you want to
say?
Yes, what do you want to say to your mum?
Well, I just want to thank her, and I suppose when I heard about this opportunity, I said I'd do it, and just to thank her publicly for everything she does. I don't always probably say it, and call on her for more times than I actually do say thank you. So thanks for everything, Mum, and we're delighted to be only living over the hedge where I can call on you lots, and you never say no, so I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah. My pleasure.
Now, together with Supervalue, who are helping us to spread the magic of Christmas, we've got you a little voucher for the Blue Book collection. So you can go into the Blue Book and see where you'd like to go and have a little break for yourself. And it's worth €2,000.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
There you go.
Fantastic.
So there's another story from the day of Denise and Wayne's wedding, because not only did they get married, but you were live on RT Radio 1.
I think I remember.
Well, listen, have a brilliant day.
I'm glad I'm not listening.
Thank you so much.
That's the best. Okay, happy Christmas to you both. Happy Christmas to you both. Bye, 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 Maureen. Bye, 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 bye. Bye. Jerry Fish is over there. He's going to sing us out with a suitable Christmas song. Jerry,
the Christmas song. Here we go. Happy Christmas, everybody.
chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. The tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see a reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase, tickets from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
Thanks, Jerry. I'm Keane on piano, and Jerry's playing the Hi, How Are You Day 2023 in Whelan's on the 22nd of January. And that's it from us. And that was lovely. Maureen and poor Catherine, who was frazzled beyond belief. And thanks to everybody who sent in Christmas thank yous. And as I said, if you didn't get on air, it might be a nice idea to send on the email to the person you nominated. And we're going to put all the Christmas thank yous up as a podcast for you to listen to over the weekend or whenever. Sarah and Cormac on the way. We are back on Monday at 3 o'clock. Have a great weekend. And whatever you're doing, do it safely.
Happy Christmas from the Ray D'Arcy Show.